to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the Jan Stettmiller Show, and I'm the host today, Deanne Burley. I'm here because, I'm here. That's all I can say. I'm filling in for John for today, and I welcome you all to listening to this broadcast. I'm on Truth. I'm on both RBN, Republic Broadcasting, from 10 p.m. to 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, with the Deanne Burley Show, and then I'm on Truth Radio Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, and also I'm on Internet Chat Cafe out of South America. It's tied into all broadcasts, and I welcome listeners here. New to this, kind of a little bit nervous. This is my program. This is the boss's show, so I hope you guys be kind to me over here. But anyway, we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening, and one of them is things tying on to the broadcast I'm going to have tomorrow about September 11th. Again, September 11th is rolling around really quick again, and there are issues that we're looking at, one of which is that people are coming up with other equations now of what happened on September 11th. Some people are saying that there were detonation devices in the building, and some people are saying now that from what they are looking at, it's a different scenario. No planes. No planes went into the Trade Center at all, and there was another type of energy that was used to bring the towers down. So tomorrow on my show on RBN, Republic Broadcasting, from 10 to 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to have Dr. Judy Woods on to discuss this issue, and we're going to have also Dr. Alfred Weber, and we're also having another special guest. It is an economist to talk about the issues that we're confronting based on these equations and what happened on September 11th. So it should be a really, really interesting show. It's going to be for the full 2 hours, and then callers later on in the broadcast. And you can call in this show at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The other thing, too, is we have major issues happening. And I mean, every day we wake up, something is going on. And today there was a major dive in the stock market. And there's a fear right now in the housing industry. It seems like a countrywide mortgage corporation might be going into bankruptcy. They're repositioning themselves, and a lot of people are very frightened to know whether or not they're going to be holding their paper and what happens to their loans. And in Illinois and across the country, I have noticed that there are so many people here that have homes that are lopsided. Lopsided meaning the appraised value of the property is coming out to be less than what they are paying out for, you know, the property itself. So when they try to get a loan, they can't get one. They can't because there's no appraised value, and the appraised value is lopsided. So now what people are doing around the country, they're auctioning their homes. They're starting out, like one woman I spoke to, her house was $350,000. That's how much she is, the property in her eyes were, it was worth. And now she is basically taking this property and auctioning it for $142,000. That's how bad this thing is. So if you've got problems like that, let's call in and talk. 800-313.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, this is Deanne Burley, and I am on as a host for John, who is off today. And if you want to call in, callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, what are the things that are confronting us right now? We're looking at the mortgage industry, the possibility of a collapse in the economic structure of the United States. We have issues that are going on right now with the military men. There are reports coming out of Iraq that our military men are lacking clean water and food, folks, because there was some problems with the food and water supply they were receiving from Halliburton. In addition, right now, too, I don't know if you realize, but in Iraq, they've been without water. Now, I reported this about a week and a half ago, and I had talked to some others, and it seems like in Iraq right now, they still don't have water, working water, in many, many areas and towns. And people are literally in a drought. Now, the thing is, what is going on? You know, we got a drought going on over there. We got a scenario here in this country where we have the people with the homes going lopsided in the mortgage industry. There is all these different things with homelessness, lack of jobs. It is a sign, I would say, a sign that we need to watch for. Now, I look at things that, you know, other people may not see, and I'm looking at the fact that we have like a month before September 11th, and, you know, is it a possibility that, you know, while we're going through all of these things and we're concentrating on all these other levels in the media and trying to survive and the heat and all these different scenarios, we're missing what is right before us? Is it possible that they're going to move and do something again, another terrorist event? Is it possible that before the end of this year, we might not see another president? We might be in martial law? Because there are a lot of angry people out there, a lot of frustrated individuals out there because of things changing, and they have no control over their lives. You know, it's like you go to work every day, and you go to work and you put all your effort forth to work, and you turn around and you come back home and you look at your mortgage payment and it's getting higher and higher. Taxes are going up higher and higher, and you know, had to fight to keep food on the table, you know. And then what happens? You go to work one day and you get a pink slip and you're not working. So how are you supposed to maintain your home? The money is not there, and the job market is dwindling here in the United States. Now, is it time that we kind of like should go back to government and say, hey, we don't want no more NAFTA right now because NAFTA is not working. We need to bring the jobs back here in the United States. We need the jobs. And then maybe if we had the people with the jobs here in the United States, maybe these privatized situations they have with these expansion bridges wouldn't happen. I mean, there has been three different levels of bridge disasters in this last month. The one in Minnesota, I was checking into that and investigating, found out that that has been designated to be privatized. And if they signed a contract on it, again, who is responsible for the payment of the bridge? What is coming out of the White House right now is saying that they're going to tax you through your gasoline prices for that additional 5 cents more a gallon to pay for that bridge. Now, why should you have to pay for the bridge when the bridge should have had a bond upon it, insurance? And it should have been paid and provided by whoever is the privatized source that took it over. Now then, again, there's another issue if you look at the bridge that collapsed in that area of Minnesota. They have not found all the people. We have another disaster going on right now as we speak with this situation with the mine and missing people down in the mine, and they don't know where they are. And there was a calamity today that cost three men their lives. Now, what is, you know, is it that we need to change the way that we go in these coal mines and bring this ore up? Is there a way that we can change that? This is 2007, so should we be a little bit more advanced in what we're doing with mining? I mean, instead of putting in a situation that these men get caught down there and we don't know where they are, I mean, I know this is way underneath the earth, and I know that they have to go down pretty far to do the mining and everything else, but there should be mechanisms, safeguards inside those tunnels, some type of things in there, radio communications, cameras. They have cameras all over watching us all over the place, up above ground. And they have satellites, they have things in poles, they have everything in the street, but they can't develop something that can monitor down in these caverns of these tunnels that they have people working in, or some type of device that if an area of the tunnel falls apart or something happens, there's some type of mechanism, or maybe just a device that beeps, gives a little sonar frequency that that man is right here. Now, this is a good idea. Now, listen, I just thought about something. The people going down in those mines, they always talk about they want to give us all kinds of, tagging devices to figure out where we are 24/7. Well, would it not be advisable to develop maybe some type of bracelet that each one of those coal miners wear that gives off a radio frequency that they can pick up to know where they are and whether or not that they're alive or something? They have technology like that. So instead of just sending people down the coal mines and just, trying to figure out and where they are and digging holes and looking in certain spots and areas and coming up with a situation, oh, they're not there and they're not here, and then you dig somewhere else and you get in another tunnel situation that's near collapse and falls on some more people and they die. Wouldn't it be easier just to put a bracelet on your workers? A bracelet on your workers that has some type of radio frequency so they know where you are down in those tunnels. Now, that's, to me, simplistic. Now, if I had a big corporation and I have workers, I would do that to make sure they're protected. But we're looking at the corporate level, not looking at protecting the workers. They're looking to protect themselves. So they have more devices to watch you for theft, for everything else under the sun, but nothing to make sure that you're going to be safe in your work environment. Try to collect on a injury claim on a job. It's real difficult. Really, really difficult to do that. You know why? Well, it's difficult because they make it difficult because the whole scenario of these jobs are geared towards the company, not towards the worker. Now, again, corporation is supposed to be a mechanism that is being used to develop a business that is something comparable to everything that people need. Back in the day when I worked in corporations, they used to do that. They used to think of things that, would make the employee happy. Because if you had a happy worker, then you would have more productivity. Do they care today? Is it a situation we're going to work every day and the productivity is going down because we feel that when we go to work, we're not really appreciated, and we go into these environments and these people that are in those environments are only into it just to get money? It's like you're a slave. This is 2007, and we need to move into another direction. Another direction. Now, the other consideration, too, when we're talking about the bridges, we're talking about the men that were under in the cave that, died just yesterday, and men that are missing. It should be an immediate order. That's easy to do, just to have a bracelet on those men to make sure they're safe. Just to make sure that they're safe. And that goes back to what I was saying. They're talking about sending and deploying more men over to Iraq before the end of the year. Now, if they send these men over to Iraq, will they have clean water and food? And if Halliburton is able to provide clean water and food, should they really be handling the water and food for our military? Just think about it. When I heard this, I had an international journalist on my show about 3 weeks ago on RBN, and I talked to him about this at length, and he basically had talked about what he saw in Iraq and the condition of the Iraqi people with not having any water, and the fact that the troops had no clean water, and the fact that they were coming down with intestinal viruses and things. And those people, when they came down with the intestinal environment viruses and things that they came in contact with, when they get into this kind of scenario, you know what's going on with the military right now? The military is saying that they cannot get medical assistance for 130 days. So you think of a virus going into your stomach or some type of bacteria, and you have to wait 130 days before you can get a paper from the veterans hospitals so that you can go in and get treated. I don't know, folks. 800-313-9443.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
On John's show. Wow. I made it to the top. Wow. But anyway, I want you to call me, 800-313-9443. Let's talk about these issues here. I want to hear from you. I want to know what is on your mind about these things that are going on here in the this place that we call United States of America. And I kind of laugh at it because, you know, we had the Constitution. We don't have that anymore. I've been getting letters from the ACCLU, and I took a trip down to Washington with them about maybe a month or so ago. I went, and we went there to try to save habeas corpus. Now, habeas corpus has been already taken off the books by whatever kind of means they were able to do, which is unconstitutional, but they don't go by constitution anyway. So anyway, we went down there, and it seemed as though they were talking about doing something, and we came back kind of like as though we had made it. But then, you know, weeks went by, and now it's kind of like iffy if they're going to do anything again. They don't listen to the people. They don't care what we say. Now, who pays them? Is it not your tax dollars that's going to their salary? Is it not the tax dollars that you generate that pay for those office spaces that they have in those buildings, federal buildings? Is it not your money that you pay for your gasoline? Or, hey, guys, how about you guys out there paying 300-400% for your cigarette? 300% for your cigarette tax. One box of cigarettes used to be 75 cents. In Chicago, if you get it on a machine, it's $10. And then passing a law, too, you take the box out of the machine, and you walk in, you're in a bar or something, and you take it in your hand, but you can't open it up and light up because there's a law and ordinance in Chicago. You cannot smoke in a bar, a restaurant. So then you take the cigarette that you just paid $10 in this place, and you walk it outside. And there's an ordinance out there saying you can't smoke on the street. Now, you can't smoke in the train station, can't go smoke in a restaurant, nightclub. You can't smoke in the subway stations. You can't smoke on the boat. You can't smoke anywhere. So what's the purpose of buying the cigarettes for $10 and giving them 300% of your money for tax that's going in their pockets? Now, if you smoke that cigarette on the street, and this is for you smokers out there, I just want to equate something that you need to kind of look at, because there's a lot of people that smoke, and I don't really care if you smoke or not, but, you know, the thing is that the smoking situation is really, really bad, because, I mean, $10 for a pack of cigarettes, 300% taxes on it. You don't know what the taxes are going for, because when the taxes go in, by the way, they tell you it goes to these things and that thing and thing, but you know where it goes? In the general fund, and they pull it out and they pay Halliburton. So anyway, 300% for a cigarette, $10 one pack of cigarettes in the city of Chicago. Now, in the suburb, you can buy one pack of cigarettes, and it's like $3.69, but it's still got about 200% tax on it. Now, you're down in the city, can't smoke anywhere, can't use your cell phone anywhere, because that's against the law. But then if you use your cell phone in the car, it's against the law, because they say people can't drive and think at the same time because you'll get in a crash. But then you have police and fire department people and other people that have these things in their vehicles. And so we're told that the police and the fire department and those folks that work in as bus drivers and cab drivers can have multifunctional individuals that can think and drive and rationalize and hold a phone and talk on another device, a CB or whatever it is in their car, and they aren't violating the law. You are. They tell you got to have this seatbelt on, okay? I was the one that established the price of the seatbelt because I used to work in the court system. They came to me and said, well, how much should we charge when they came up with the law? I said 25. So I went from 25 and went down to 50. And went up to 50. It went to 80. Then it went per kid in the car. Then it was a situation they could take the kids out of the car if they weren't seatbelted in. And then if you had somebody seatbelted next to you, they can come in and take them. It went to large amounts of money for one car with the seatbelt law. Now that money comes in. Where's that money go? That's your tax money. Now they need that money, by the way, that revenue comes in, and they use it to disperse to pay for the city and county services. But then again, it's a little bit more greedy to keep attaching people to all of these different things. Now, how can you stop that and go to the city boards and sit there in their meetings? and say, we don't want this and that and the other. Because once you become a legal resident in that community, then you have a voice. And if you have a voice, you have the right to tell the city council, because it's a corporation representing the people within that county that own property, and those that rent that pay taxes there, they are representing you in that body and legislating rules that you are to follow. So the only way to stop that is to go to those meetings and say, we don't want this. We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hi, folks. We're back, and I'm filling in for John Stettmiller today, and I'm hosting this wonderful broadcast here, and I'm just talking about some of the things that kind of bug me and just don't make any sense. I mean, this taxation without representation, I got one tea bag left, and I'm not going to use my good stuff, like organic tea bags, because,
you know, they're going to be hard to come by because they're making sure we can't get no good food anymore, you know. Whole Foods is being brought out by something. I think it was Jiffy Lube or something like that, if I remember correctly. So, you know, I'm trying to hold on to a few tea bags I have that, you know, have the good stuff in them. You know, I'm talking about, you know, the healthy stuff like green tea and stuff. And I'm thinking about taking those Lipton tea bags and running over to Lake Michigan and throwing it in the water. Well, I don't know if I should do that because water might throw it back. Water here's got so much stuff in it. Okay, the other report they had last week is that there's high levels of mercury being dumped by British Petroleum into Lake Michigan. And you know what the response was? Ah, who cares? It's okay. They don't care. They'll drink mercury. So we got mercury here in our water. So, you know, the people in Iraq don't feel bad because Midwest is right behind you. We got, you know, mercury, and they're not sure if it's cleaned out, it's safe. But, you know, we're drinking it, you know, and bathing in it. And I heard it causes violent behavior and obesity as one of the signs of having high levels of mercury and lead and all this other kind of stuff. And then you have the toys coming in with the extra lead around them, allegedly. But I would take those lead toys and melt them down and put it on your wall and the ceiling, because that actually blocks out some of these violent rays that they're using from these satellites that they're shooting down. That's why they're wearing lead paint, I would say, in these buildings, because they had lead in my day, and nobody really got sick from lead, you know. And I don't remember kids just running over and just, you know, whopping out a piece chunk of lead off the wall and chunking it down. But I guess, you know, if you're hungry enough, then I guess it looks good to you. I don't know, you know. I just, some of the things they tell you is just amazing. And then there's this issue, too, of these commercials on television every day. Oh, okay, if you, there's a little smiley ball or something rolling around on the television, and it's beautiful lake scene, and there's a woman sitting there, you know, looking off and looking, smiling at nothingness. And they said, well, if you have problems with acid reflux, this pill will help it. Just take this pill and tell your doctor and pharmacist you want this medication. But the side effects are diarrhea, constipation, headache, nausea, ulcer, may cause convulsion, may cause dizziness, to heavy breathing. If you have a heart problem, please don't take this. If you have a pacemaker, it will make your pacemaker stop. And this medicine is okay by the AMA. AMA is saying, hey, yeah. So they have this little another commercial come on, and they show another one and another one and another one of all these different zillions of different drugs and medications that you're supposed to take, saying it's good for you. Got to take that medicine, because that medicine will cure everything that you have wrong with you, that will give you 100 times worse than whatever you had in your system in the first place. Plus, it causes death. They say it in the commercial. Now, I can't understand who or what or why would be looking at a commercial and say, I want some of that. I've got to call my doctor right now. I'm stopping what I'm doing here. I'm not going to cook right now because I got to get on the phone with my doctor, because I got to have that medicine right now, because that medicine, that's exactly what I have wrong with me. Then they have this new thing, too. You know, people have problems with their legs, a little tingling sensation or something with circulation, so they call it crawly leg syndrome or something like that. Now, they got a pill for that. That one causes vomiting of blood, urine problems, stomach disorders, could develop cancer, brain tumors, who knows? And the thing is that they're showing this on TV, and they say right behind it that the Medical Association is okaying it. They're okaying poison. You're sick already, so when are you going to take something that's going to make you worse sick? How is that going to help something that if you have some kind of problem with your legs, you're going to blow it up and fall off the chair and come to some other level of some disease or have your pancreas taken out because of the medication you took, because the doctors in the health industry that come up with these medications, they get kickbacks, by the way, are saying this is good for you. But on the same tone, they come back and tell you, you can't take any vitamins. Vitamins are, you can't take that vitamin. We're going to have to charge you for that. So when you used to go to the store and get a vitamin, you know, for like $3-4, going 10, 15, 20 bucks, some stuff they're pulling totally off the shelf because people are finding books and looking up things because they're trying to save their lives. They don't want to die. Now, the one thing I saw that really bad was the fact that I sat there and looked at television and I heard this, and I was really disturbed because of acid reflux. It's a disease that they claim that everybody has now. Everybody has acid reflux. You go to the hospital, they immediately give you Peptic. They give you Xantax. They give you this. They give you all these different medicines that are supposed to be for acid reflux. Now, that means that you have a whole lot of acid in your system from stress. Yeah. So you can't get this acid out of your system, but you need to take this pill that's allegedly supposed to coat your stomach, but it doesn't. It causes all types of issues. So anyway, I'm sitting there looking at TV one day, and this thing came on. And I, you know what? I'm saying I'm going to talk to some folks. This one needs to be a class action lawsuit. Xantax Peptic medication for acid reflux causes African Americans, you remember what I said it in the England Journal of Medicine, in the Journal of Medicine, it said exactly this, that medication, if you take it, if you're African American, causes you to have Alzheimer's and also dementia. So that means that you had taken a drug and they injected in you. I had this in the hospital. They injected in my vein, and I asked them what it was, and it burned me, folks, burned me, because they said that I needed it because I might have a stomach ache from medication they were giving me. But it says in the New England Journal of Medicine that this thing causes Alzheimer's in blacks. Now, there are also other medicines out there that are causing all these things, and nobody's asking why the AMA is allowing these medications to be given to the public and why they are allowing medical agencies such as pharmaceutical companies to get kickbacks from the doctors to write those prescriptions. I'm not okay with that. I think that we need to actually do something about that, because just this last week, a woman died from going to a study, and they're investigating that one. She went to a study. They had a study done because of the fact that she wanted to participate in the study to see if the research could help her in her ailment. She took the drug, and she died. This is what is going on. They're experimenting on it. This is just like Adolf Hitler's Germany and the camps where they had these mad scientist doctor people things, and they were getting people in there and they were holding them captive and forcing them to go through this. We're volunteeringly doing this. If we're looking at TV and we're watching there and we're allowing doctors to give us these medicines that we know for a fact cause these diseases, and nobody ever talks about the side effects of each drug interacting with each other. If you have two or three of these different drugs in your system that cause all these different side effects, and you drink something, you know, just like Anna Nicole Smith, they don't know what she truly died of. She took some type of medicine. Combination of these things can cause you to go crazy. Look at the thing that happened with the wrestlers. Those wrestlers. Now, it was three of them, not one. The one happened to go home, and I know he loved his wife and child, but he was having issues because he was on these different drugs and medications, steroid and something else combined together, and if he drank something like alcohol or if he did anything else, that combination could cause him to snap. Now, do they say anything about that? No. They sit there and do analyzation, autopsies, and all types of things. They look into everything, but then the fact is, when they look into these things, there's no conclusive evidence of nothing. And I have problems with that. Because, see, on the logical system, I'm sitting there looking at this, and I'm scratching my head. I'm like, this stuff is poison. So why are they putting this on the market? Why are they allowing people to take this drug and they know it's poison, and yet they won't let us buy vitamins? And how can they tell us what we can buy when we hired them with our tax dollars? And AMA only operates because it facilitates information to the drug community, the drug pharmaceutical industry, the doctors, and facilitates the same information to the public of what research study says. And they come back and they say these things. And the thing is, folks, they put a commercial on with the information that tells you that it will kill you. And it seems like we're taking it. Why? I have a problem with that. Now, the other thing that bothers me and it really irks the heck out of me is what's going on in the judicial system. I went down in the city of Chicago and I complained to the Cook County board there because I couldn't understand why they took the court reporters out. Oh, we don't have any money. We had to put it in the jails. I said, well, maybe some of those people don't need to go into jail if you had a court reporter there and the court reporter is able to take the minutes so somebody could appeal maybe a decision that was not correct by a judge. Now, I went to the other neighboring county, DuPage, and went in there, and they took me all the way back in the room and showed me what they have. They have listening devices in the courtroom, and they can take the transcript and put it onto a tape and disc and listen to what everybody says in the courtroom, and they have it of record. Cook County don't have the money to do that. They don't have the money. But they have the money to build the privatized prison. And why are they giving money to privatized prisons anyway? If it's privatized, why is our tax dollars going to? Why are we paying for this? Why are we paying to be abused? We're being taxed, 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 taxed. When you come out of the door, you go get a candy bar. It used to be 5 cents. How much tax do you pay? When you buy a loaf of bread, how much tax do you pay? How much tax do you pay at the gas pumps? You don't even know how much the gas is because they won't tell you. All you see is an amount. And they, by law, are supposed to tell you the amount of the product that you're buying and the rate that is being taxed so that you will know how much tax you're paying. Because, see, a long time ago, back in the day, back in the 70s and 80s and stuff, people used to keep their receipts. Because they used to take all the tax dollar amount off of every receipt they had at the end of the year, and they were able to get all that money back. Not anymore. Not anymore. Let's tax, 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 no measure. And if there's so much tax going on and they got this money and they got all this money for roadway and stuff like that, where the heck did the money go when that bridge collapsed in Minnesota? How is it faulty built? Why is it that we have situations where these expansion bridges are all under suspect? And how much money were you paying for tolls? And how much money have you been paying for the gasoline? And how much money have you been paying and paying and paying and paying and paying? And look at these poor people losing their homes all over the place. They're losing their homes over the place. And how much money are they paying out in taxes? Your house can be taken over by eminent domain. You pay like $90 million in your house, and they can come back and say, oh, I'm moving a wire through there. I'm sorry, you got to go. We got the house. So does that make you a high-priced renter? Because Now they're telling you they don't even have to give you the value you put in their house. They can just come and take it. But who gave them their power? Now, it's not God. It's not somebody else. It's not some kind of divine being that we can't see. It's not somebody. It's us. As soon as they come out and they put a little sign up on the street and you don't know who they are and they want to run for office and you see it and say, oh my God, honey, that's a good Democrat. Oh, that's a good Republican. I'm going to vote for him. And then you get to the machine, you see all these names, you don't know who they are, so you just push the lever down and vote everybody in. That's the bad move, because when you vote them in, they're in for good. And once they get in there, they become your God, because they don't listen to you. Now, if you do the right thing and start going to these smaller meetings in counties and municipal areas and sit down and tell them that these are the things you want to see done in your town and you want these laws, not law, by the way, it's rules. You want the rules changed because it's blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. And you talk to other people and you tell them what's going on and bring all those people to the council meeting. They have to listen to you and vote because you are a part of that corporation in that county and area. And we don't get it. Now let's go and dance back over and look at the World Trade Center. Yeah, I'm going to dance over there because we're going to talk about this and what happened. We're going to talk about, I have my own opinion, which was there were detonation devices in the building from the get-go. And then behind the detonation devices in the building, because back in the day, I used to work in those high-rise office buildings. And I know that they had to put that in there because in order, in case there was a problem, they wanted to make sure it was controlled demolition so the building, the tall structure, it wouldn't collapse on another building. We'll be back and we'll talk more going back to World Trade Center when we return. 800-313-9443.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 14. 5091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Welcome back. Welcome back to John Stettmiller's program, and I am the host of his show for today. We're talking about things that you need to know, things just to think about and rationalize on. And I'm going to go back into looking at certain things in the World Trade Center, which we're going to discuss tomorrow. From 10 p.m. to 1 o'clock in the morning with Judy Woods, doctor. We're going to be talking to her about the issue of 9/11 and what her equation is. And what we're going to do, too, is if you are on the computer, we're going to let you go directly to the website so you can look at the material that she's going to be giving a lecture on so you can understand exactly where she's coming from on that broadcast. It's going to be a visual and audio broadcast tomorrow here on RBN on my show tomorrow from 10 to 1 in the morning. We have a caller, Melissa. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, Dan.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Good. You were talking about the drug to stop acid reflux.
Yes.
You mean the purple pill, Nexium?
Yes.
Lots worse than just causing Alzheimer's. It can kill you dead. It killed my mother.
It killed your mother?
Yes. Well, if they wouldn't have revived her against her wishes, actually. Well, let me just tell you what happened. She went and had a scope put down her throat because she was having problems.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Right. Mm-hmm. They tore her esophagus doing that. So then they put her on the purple pill. Now, she was a 95-pound small person who was having trouble with life in general at 80 years old, and they put her on full-dose purple pill, and within 24 hours, she was in the emergency room having a full-blown heart attack, and her heart had never bothered her before. She had an aortic aneurysm, but it was fine. It wasn't doing anything. What the Nexium does is it shuts off the valves that allow stomach acid to be pumped in. And when it shuts off the valves in your stomach, you might wonder, gee, don't you think it might shut off valves in other parts of your body, like your heart? And sure enough, it blew her mitral valve completely away.
Oh my God.
So that blood was no longer being pumped into out of one chamber into another and held there. It was pumped in from one chamber into another, and then it would flow right back where it came from because there was no mitral valve to stop it.
Now, see, this is the whole purpose of what I was talking about exactly. Now, I wanted to ask you, and I'm very sorry you lost your mother because that I know was a nightmare to you. What
and you
did
can't
the
prove
hospital
it.
Do? You couldn't prove it?
No, you couldn't. No. No. Because I didn't know about it when it happened. And they asked her, she was having trouble breathing on the table because she was having full cardiac arrest. And they asked her, Julia, do you want us to help you breathe? When she said yes, that overrode her do not resuscitate orders. And so she lived for another couple years, but her life was pretty much torture from then on.
Yeah, and the thing is, I've been in a hospital a number of times because I came in there and they gave me wrong medication in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that, you know, the wrong medicine was a change of blood pressure medicine that caused me to have a cough, vomit blood,
Yeah.
And then the next thing, I was almost near death.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk more. Can you hold on a moment? Because
sure.
I want to ask you. We'll be right back after this commercial. 800-313-9443.
It's true.